episode of Star Trek. Astronomers have spotted what could be the most distant astronomical object we've ever known. A new galaxy to be called HD1, which is something like 13.5 billion light years away. That's a long way away, lads. David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. Can you tell me more about this, David? He's gone there for you. He was on the line. I'll give you more once you try to get him back. They reckon that there are a couple of different ideas as to what it might be. A developing galaxy. Certainly it's something that they've never picked up before. It's being described in a major journal and letters of the Royal Astronomical Society. So the most high-powered people in astronomy are looking at this and wondering what exactly is it, because it's a long way away and it's huge and it's doing very exciting things. David Moore is there now. Hi, David.
Hi.
Exciting times. What is this? Do we know yet exactly?
Indeed, we have the most distant galaxy and the oldest one ever found in the universe. So this is a big discovery, and it seems to be changing our opinion of what happened in the very early universe soon after the Big Bang, because this galaxy seems to be 10 times brighter than we would have predicted. So that aside, they're scratching their heads.
Now, 13.5 billion light years away, does that mean, David, that the signals we've picked up from it now, or that have been picked up from it, are 13.5 billion years old? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's fascinating to realize that when you peer deep into space, a telescope becomes a time machine, and we're looking at the universe as it was 13.5 billion years ago. The universe, remember, is about 13.8 billion years old. That's when the Big Bang happened. So this is 0.3 of a billion years after the universe began. So it's a very different place. It's, first of all, it's much more compact, smaller. The stars in there are huge because the gas clouds are very thick and very close to one another. We think there were monster stars, millions of times brighter than the sun. We see practically none of those today. And they would have lived very quick lives, burning out in just a few million years, unlike the sun, that will last a few billion years. So they were 1,000 times faster living. They were like rock stars. They burnt bright and died young.
And in what way could it change our thinking about how the universe was formed?
Yeah, this galaxy should not be this bright. So something interesting was going on. Either there's a lot more of these giant young stars around than we thought, and the computer models are pretty good as to what we think the universe was like, but they need 14 billion years later to predict the universe looking like it is today. So we wind the clock back with the computer simulations. We don't see things this big or bright. Now, there could just be a supermassive black hole. We have one at the center of our galaxy, about 5 million times the mass of the sun, but this one would have been 100 million times, so 20 times bigger. And we just don't think they should have formed that soon, because they're formed from old dead stars that collapsed together. And 0.3 billion years in, we didn't think that should happen. So 10 times brighter than we would have expected. And, you know, if it was twice as bright, maybe we just need to tweak the equation. But 10 times brighter, that means the theory's rethinkable.
I'm hearing a voice in my head, David, of Montgomery Scott, Chief Engineer Montgomery Scott. You can't change the laws of physics. This thing might.
Well, it would. They have to still obey the laws of physics, but the initial conditions might have been different to what we think. There's this crazy stuff in the universe, we don't know what it is, called dark matter. And it's very important to these models of how the universe came to be like it is. And maybe there was more or less of that around. It may do something exotic over tens of billions of years that we just can't see today. And this could be telling us what that is. So there'll be a lot of people in different areas of astrophysics trying to come up with solutions to this particular problem. It may just be an anomaly. Not all galaxies are going to be the same. We could have just found the one that was extremely bright. In fact, since it's the most distant, it could actually be an anomaly, or we'd see more of these things around. One good thing coming up, though, is the James Webb Space Telescope, which was designed to look at the early universe. The universe is rushing away from us, so all the light gets red-shifted. So blue light ends up being not just red light, it actually goes into the infrared where we can't see. But the cameras on JWST are infrared cameras for that very reason. So within a year, we'll certainly be looking at this object and examining it in far more detail than we can with today's telescopes.
Fascinating, absolutely fascinating. You've an event, I think, this evening as well for people to come and have a great view of the moon. Why is it such a spectacular view available to us this evening?
Yeah, we've two big events coming up in the short term. There's actually an eclipse of the moon in May as well. Ask me about that in a few weeks' time. But tonight we're setting up telescopes to look at the moon, admittedly in the Dublin area. So that would mean heading up towards the M50. But on Monday night, there's actually a lecture about Einstein's theory of relativity and gravitational waves aimed at kids and families. That's all on the website. But tonight, this time of year, spring, early spring, it's a great time to see the moon when it's a quarter moon. And that's when you get the best view in a telescope or binoculars. So if you have your own, you have a look over the next few nights. Because where the dark side meets the bright side, that's where long shadows get cast. And so the mountains stick out in stark relief. You can see the craters. Some of the craters have mountains inside them, and we'll have telescopes that are thousands of times more powerful than your eye. And I've seen multiple peaks in the mountain range in the middle of one crater with these telescopes. It really is awesome. So if anyone's got an excuse to get to Dublin tonight at 8 o'clock, join me on, check out astronomy.ie for directions to our headquarters. We're on the outskirts of Dublin, so you don't have to go into the city centre. Traffic will be easy. And that's our annual moon watch. We do it again every spring.
Tonight, the skies over Cork will be clear, so we'll see that lovely crescent-shaped quarter very clearly tonight.
Absolutely, and as I said, if you've got your own telescope, and they're relatively cheap now, and I was a kid, in real terms, as a fraction of your income, they were 10 times more expensive because they were made in very well-paid, expensive countries like Japan. Today, the Chinese bang them out in good quality, in vast numbers, and you can get a telescope. Every household should have one at this stage. You get a decent pair of binoculars these days for £20 from Herdoff. And then you can take up the hobby and join Astronomy Army. We have a fantastic magazine. Details are on astronomy.ie.
Okay, David, good to talk to you as always. David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. Galaxy HD1. It's 13.5 billion years old. So we're kind of looking back in time. Fascinating. Now, I am thinking of Scotty, though. Those of us among you who are Trekkies and watching Picard at the moment, Series 2, it's just mega. But you can't change the laws of physics, Tim. Right, who is this